Philippines Importer Accreditation 2026 standards have been drastically simplified today, April 14, 2026, as the Department of Finance, DOF, and the Bureau of Customs, BOC, officially launched a new era of trade facilitation. Finance Secretary Frederick D. Go signed a landmark Customs Administrative Order, SAO, that extends the validity of importer accreditation from a single year to a much more manageable 3 years. This reform is a direct response to President Ferdinand R. Marcos Jr.'s directive to slash red tape and move the Philippines toward a people-centered customs service that prioritizes business growth over bureaucratic hurdles. The three-year shift, less paperwork, lower fees, the move represents a double victory for the trading community. Not only is the renewal cycle tripled, but the total cost of maintaining compliance has also been slashed. By moving to a three-year cycle, the BOC is eliminating the annual document dump that previously bogged down both importers and customs brokers. Metric previous rule, pre-2026, new Philippines importer accreditation 2026 accreditation validity 1 year 3 years total fees, over 3 years, 6,000 pesos, 2,000 pesos per year, 5,000 pesos, one-time payment, renewal type manual, annual renewal, automatic renewal. For qualified players, compliance requirement, annual document resubmission, annual repertorial compliance, ARC, automatic renewals, and the ARC catch. While the extension is a massive relief, the BOC isn't abandoning its oversight. To keep things moving while maintaining security, the agency introduced two critical sub-provisions, automatic renewal. Importers with at least 6 consecutive years of compliant standing, as well as those under the Authorized Economic Operator, AEO, or Super Green Lane, SGL, programs, will now benefit from automatic renewal. The ARC requirement, to keep your 3-year status active, you must submit an annual repertorial compliance, ARC, within 30 days of your accreditation anniversary. Think of it as a health check, rather than a full physical. If you fail to file, your accreditation can still be suspended. Expert insight. This isn't just about saving 1,000 pesos or skipping a form, says BOC Commissioner Ariel Nepomuceno. It's about predictability. Importers can now focus on their supply chains and growth strategies for a 36-month horizon instead of living in a state of constant renewal anxiety.